This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. After you get Quest Worthy, by the way, you can get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, the state of play days, PlayStation's play sales, begins tomorrow. What could be there? We'll find out later. We have an update from the Dragon Quest team. That'll be tomorrow. And the Take-Two CEO says no. Why? We'll tell you here in a few minutes. But we begin today with Eurogamer, because a lot of people in Marvel Rivals that cheated are now targeted for a purge, because 500 Marvel Rival players has been named, shamed and banned in the targeted purge, and NetEase to follow the exploits after a recent game update. It was in the blog post that was highlighting, quote, the zero tolerance on cheats, end quote, and the company did share the associated games, the user's ID and Marvel Rivals ranks, where the players were involved was something they'd never seen before. The ranks of players involved stretch from bronze right up to celestial. Here's what the post said. Quote, recently our telemetry detected the following the weekend update. A faction of rogue players began promoting and developing unauthorized third-party enhancements. This blatant disruption of our fair battlefield has sparked widespread concern across the Chronoverse. In response, our security teams have initiated an immediate target purge, end quote. Now, the cheats were caught by the Marvel Rivals, quote, automated penalty system, end quote, which sounds like it could be trained by the security team that monitors the game for cheats in different ways. Now, there's a chance that some of the people may have been, quote, unjustly penalized. If you believed you were unjustly penalized, you may submit an appeal through our official customer support channels for a review. We urge all rivals, do not download, purchase, distribute, or use any cheats, scripts, game modifiers, or illicit third-party tools. Please note, rumors circulating online claiming the anti-cheat system can be bypassed using the launch parameters are completely false. The cheaters are on the loose, and they are. We all hate cheaters, but this is a different kind of hate. IGN did say that the Marathon voice actor has hit back at the online trolls and said that people just wanted to hate them. It is the voice actor, Elias Trufix, and I'm sorry if I butchered the name, and he spoke out against the online hate that was directed at Marathon, and that was following Bungie's decision to prioritize Marathon over Destiny 2. So they talked to PC Gamer, They did acknowledge the perception among the fans that Destiny 2 has suffered so much because they were going to support Marathon instead of Destiny 2. Quote, I understand Bungie made a game, Destiny 2, that people loved. And they were like, we're going to put that on hold, but we're going to work on Marathon. People got upset about that. Cool, don't play Marathon. That's fine. Speak with your wallet. That's fine. End quote. Now, he did say he disagreed with the critics of Bungie and Marathon because they had to turn, because they turned to hate, and they used that hate to spread their hate across social media accounts with some constant negative content. Further quote, life is short, man. Just keep tweeting memes under things for 6 hours. Critique the game, critique my work, totally acceptable. But there's people that go on Twitter and post memes. This Concord 2, why are you spending hours doing this? How do you hope something fails? End quote. And he was referencing the PlayStation Live Service shooter, Concord, which Sony released in 2024 and scrapped the game after a couple of weeks. And there was no suggestion that the same fate would meet Marathon in the near future. So he said in a further quote, I was working on Marathon yesterday and I was like, guys, tell me to stop engaging on X, because I keep engaging and I really shouldn't. I saw some guy, I don't want to get into specifics, but they're just like, I hope Bungie fails because of the woke leftist ideology. And I'm like, I'm working with four white guys and two white women. I don't understand this. Where are you getting this? People just want to hate. I really don't understand it. It's sad more than anything. Now, after that, Bungie did drop the news about Destiny 2. And that's where the hate, I believe, ramped up even more. So, we'll keep our eyes on it, of course. But now we go to Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick, because he said that they did not miss the opportunity for Red Dead Online. Because, see, Zelnick, according to PC Gamer, was talking with IGN. And they did ask whether or not Red Dead Online is considered a missed opportunity. So here's what he had to say after that question was asked. Quote, "So let me be clear. There's literally nothing about Red Dead selling 85 million units that could signal a missed opportunity. And Red Dead Online has been immensely successful and long-lasting." End quote. Now, he also said that he didn't want to put ads into the premium games because it would be unfair to the game. But with GTA 6's multi-billion dollar budget, he said that there were some high stakes for the game and for the company, and that he was cool with it. Now, the CEO, Mr. Zelnick, could not fathom anyone wanting to play GTA 6 because he thinks that people would engage it. But he also said if GTA was online did not exist, they would be checking out some other open-world video game franchises that they have in their company. Quote, "I think if we didn't have Grand Theft Auto here at our company, then people would just talk about the fact that we have this massive franchise in Red Dead. I actually personally think Red Dead is just amazing. I love engaging with it, and I think the reason continues to sell that it's just spectacular entertainment. It's beautiful and just feels very up to date despite the fact that it's not a new title." End quote. So they did not miss an opportunity. And I don't think we'll miss this one. Via NintendoEverything.com, the Dragon Quest team will have an update for us tomorrow. And it goes live at 2 p.m. in the UK. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 p.m. EST tomorrow. I'm sorry, 9 a.m. EST tomorrow. My bad. 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. in the UK, and 3 p.m. in Europe. The stream will be 10 minutes long. And they will not share any specific details currently, but the news will be announced there. And they were told that there'll be some, quote, several announcements, end quote. Now, Dragon Quest is celebrating its 40th anniversary tomorrow, May 27th, and the series creator, Yuji Horii, they teased that the series, the next game, and more will be announced during the upcoming live stream, so you can expect what will happen tomorrow's event. So what will be announced? Well, it's all Dragon Quest stuff. You know I'm looking forward to it. Come on. I think we could be looking forward to some of this. I know that the esports teams are doing just that, because HLTV said that the first 8 teams to compete at the $1 million Chinese LAN have been confirmed. So right now, they are Legacy, BetBoom, 9Z, Alliance, Eyeballers, Ninjas in Pajamas, Nemesis, and Fame. And FaZe. Not Fames, but FaZe. And right now, the event will happen from July 1st to the 12th, and there'll be a $1 million prize pool. In fact, Zensai Esports said, quote, "FaZe Esports confirmed for XPL Guangzhou 2026. Known among Chinese fans as the Galaxy Battleship, they're showing XPL 2026 with a fresh lineup, new firepower. Will surely be one of the tournament's biggest highlights. This summer, the roar of the crowd at XPL 2026. Prize pool, $1 million. Group stage, July 1st to the 5th. Playoffs, 9th to the 12th. At Guangzhou, China. See you at XPL 2026. And they're playing some Counter-Strike 2. Now we get to some good things. Via PlayStationLifestyle.net. If you have the PlayStation Plus Essential, you could be getting Grounded, Fully Yoked Edition, the Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, and Warhammer 40,000 Darktide. Now, all the PlayStation Plus members could claim these games with no additional cost. EA Sports FC26 Icons Players Pack, War of Tanks, Heat, PlayStation Plus Pack, Marathon Null Tempest digital bundle. Now that is for all the PlayStation 4 owners there as well. Now we get some other last gen items, but that's not all for PlayStation, because the Days of Play starts tomorrow. And right now, here is the equipment that it's on sale. PlayStation VR 2, $100 off. Pulse Explore Wireless Earbuds, $50 off. Pulse Elite Wireless Headset, $40 off. DualSense Edge Wireless Controller, $30 off. Access Controller, $30 off. And the DualSense Wireless Controllers, up to $20 off. Now, as far as what the games goes, we don't know just yet. The sales start tomorrow. But you can expect Ghost of Yotai, Helldivers 2, Death Stranding 2, and The Last of Us 2 Remastered, because those games were mentioned on the PlayStation blog. So yeah, they'll be up in the store. They'll be on sale. If you wanted one of them, games are on sale. Steam's always on sale, right? This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.